Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. Netanyahu's statements on quote unquote Greater Israel are a declaration of war that cancels treaties and because of which armies march, and anything less than that is treachery. Translated. Here is the war criminal Netanyahu declaring it openly and without interpretation that serves the cowardly Arab rulers and their mouthpieces, saying in an interview with the Hebrew channel I-24, quote, I am on a mission of generations and with a historical and spiritual mandate. I strongly believe in the vision of Greater Israel, that is one which includes historical Palestine and parts of Jordan and Egypt, unquote. The criminal Smotrich had preceded him with the same statements and annexation of parts of the Arab countries surrounding Palestine, including Jordan. In the same context, the number one enemy of Islam and the Muslims, the American President Trump, gave him the green light for expansion, saying, quote, Israel is the small spot compared to those massive land masses, and I wondered if I could get more land because it is very small, unquote. This statement comes after the Jewish entity announced its intention to occupy the Gaza Strip, after Knesset announced the annexation of the West Bank and expansion of settlement building, thereby eliminating this two-state solution on the ground. Likewise, there was Smotrich's statement today about the massive settlement plan in the E1 area and his statements on preventing the establishment of a Palestinian state, which eliminate any hopes for a Palestinian state. These statements are tantamount to a declaration of war, which this deformed entity would never have dared to make if its leaders had found those who would discipline them, end their arrogance, and put a stop to their crimes that have continued since the establishment of their entity and its expansion with the help of the colonialist West and the treachery of the Muslim rulers. There is no longer a need for statements to explain what has become a political vision clearer than the sun at noon and what is happening on the ground in live broadcast of the Jewish entity's aggressions in Palestine and the threat to occupy parts of the Muslim lands surrounding Palestine, including Jordan, Egypt and Syria. And the statements of its criminal leaders is a serious threat that must not be taken as absurd claims adopted by extremists in its government that reflect its distressed situation, as came in the statement of the Jordanian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, which as usual sufficed with condemning these statements, as some Arab countries did, like Qatar, Egypt and Saudi Arabia. The threats of the Jewish entity and indeed the genocide it is committing in Gaza, the annexation of the West Bank and its expansionist intentions are directed at the rulers in Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Syria and Lebanon, just as they are directed at the peoples of these countries. As for the rulers, the Ummah has known their maximum responses, condemnation, denunciation, appealing to the international system and going along with the American deals for the region despite America and Europe's participation with the Jewish entity in its war on the people of Palestine. They possess nothing but obedience to them and they are more incapable than to enter even a sip of water to a child in Gaza without the permission of the Jews. As for the people, they sense the danger and the threats of the Jews as real and not absurd delusions as the Jordanian and Arab foreign ministries claim in order to evade a real and practical response to them. They see the reality of the brutality of this entity in Gaza. Therefore, it is not permissible for these people and especially the people of power and protection among them, particularly the armies, not to have a say in responding to the threats of the Jewish entity. The basic role of armies, as their chiefs of staff claim, is to protect the sovereignty of their countries, especially when they see their rulers colluding with their enemies who threaten their countries with occupation. Rather, it was obligatory upon them to support their brothers in Gaza for the past 22 months, for the Muslims are one ummah to the exclusion of other people, not divided by borders nor by multiple rulers. The popular speeches of movements and tribes in response to the threats of the Jewish entity remain as long as the echo of their speeches remains, then quickly vanish, especially when they go along with the hollow condemnations of the foreign ministry and support for the regime, if they are not restrained by a practical action that does not wait for the enemy in its own backyard, but moves to eliminate it and those who stand between it and them. Allah Almighty said, And if you fear treachery from any people, throw their covenant back to them, putting you on equal terms. Indeed, Allah does not like the treacherous. Surah Al-Anfal, verse 58. And at the very least, whoever claims to be watching for the Jewish entity and its threats should restrain the regime by cancelling the treacherous Wadi Arab treaty and cutting all relations and agreements with it. Otherwise, anything less than that is treachery to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Muslims. And yet the solution to the issues of the Muslims remains in establishing the Islamic State upon the method of the Prophethood, not only to resume Islamic life, but also to eliminate the colonizers and those who support them.
أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا بطانة من دونكم لا يألونكم خبالا ودوا ما عنتم قد بدت البغضاء من أفواههم وما تخفي صدورهم أكبر قد بينا لكم الآيات إن كنتم تعقلون.
O you who have believed, do not take as intimates those other than yourselves, for they will not spare you any ruin. They wish you would have hardship. Hatred has already appeared from their mouths, and what their breasts conceal is greater. We have certainly made clear to you the signs, if you will use reason. Surah Ali Imran, verse 118. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilayah Jordan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.